Octopod Live Dive. We got world records being set. We got the best college golfer in the world announcing he's going to go officially join the PGA Tour. And I just want to point out, we're glad to be here. Zach, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad I'm here.
We're all happy to be here.
I want to point out something. I want to point out something very important. That television right there is nothing on it. There's nothing on that screen. So we should be okay, right? We should be okay for the live show today.
Yeah, no, we're going to try to make get a new streak going here of keeping the stream up and alive and going and not being copyrighted. I had to take a course last night, Brad.
No kidding.
To make sure we didn't get a strike, and it was just a warning.
Oh, no.
So I took a course on the Barnes' behalf last night.
Oh, no.
And the TV joke was actually one of the questions that you just did. So, yeah, it's like you took the course as well.
That's great. Well, I try to be a team player. I was legitimately just trying to show. We're not doing anything. We turned it off. It's off, much to my son's chagrin, because he could watch MLB Network the whole time we were here. But we turned it off, and we're good to go for today. I was watching last night from dinner.
Man, what a solid first few minutes, though.
It was. Oh, it was a trend-setting first few minutes. It was going to be amazing. But
we still have a few options.
Yeah.
And we're discussing what we need to do with those options.
Okay. All right. Very good. Very good. So as normal, you guys who are with us can kind of drive the conversation. I did want to hit a couple of things. How about a Barncast of the crew taking the copyright course would be electric.
Okay. So Jacob, Jay, that's hilarious. So Christian and Kyle, we were still like all in the same thing, and I'm reading the questions to it because I don't want to watch the stuff or read it. Yeah. I'm like, you can't do this, right? We're like kind of talking through it. And Christian's like, we should record this. And like, I think Kyle got a little spooked. He's like, no, let's don't push it. And I'm like, man, people would have eaten that up. So Jacob Jay, that was discussed.
Yeah.
But we didn't do it.
That's outstanding. No, I said, and Smash Brownie had a question. If you made it members only, does that work? I don't know, because I've seen videos. You see videos on YouTube.
So it's the live stream aspect of it. If we made it members only.
Yeah.
And like if we took the recording of the stream we did last night and posted it as a video for members only.
Yeah.
I think it'd be fine. But we need our warning to go away first before we do that. Just for us to feel pretty confident.
We're on probation right now, then, in other words.
If it happens again, we don't get to post for 10 days. That's what it said.
Yikes. Okay, no, we don't. See, it's not worth the risk. Not worth the risk.
A third of a month? No, that'd be devastating.
Right. Yeah, right. I've seen like watch-along videos, reaction videos where copyrighted material is on the screen, but it's an edited down version of something longer. And so it's like a certain amount of copyrighted material without a break, I think, is okay. But once you go past a certain point, I didn't take.
You got to stop. You know, I do think if we were live and we did it like play by play, or like picked like six plays and like reacted to those, I think it'd be fine. But
yeah,
I don't know. We're just not going to do it again. It's not worth the risk. It's not worth the risk as much as whatever. Yeah. Tyler.
Yeah.
Brack world record was awesome. Kid was happy. Yes. I'm so glad you brought that up.
Yeah. Jacoby Tharp.
Incredible.
Hurdles, 110 meter hurdle world record, 12.75, broke the previous world record by 5/100ths of a second and was kind of nonchalant about it, Zach. He was like, it was the preliminary heat when he ran it. It was the warm-up race that he set the new world record.
Incredible.
Just, and it was like, yeah, I mean, I still got something in me. Like, he just kind of out for a run, and he did it. Jacoby Tharp is an elite athlete. He's already an NCAA champion. He's going to be again later today when they run this race for the actual championship.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. In a week where a lot of good stuff has happened to Auburn, adding that to the list was super, super cool. Yeah, I mean, there's some things that like transcend like sports as far as like moments. It's like anytime you do something that's never been done before, like, I mean, it pushes human nature and like what the human body is capable of. Like, that's always a super cool moment in time. And the fact that it was an Auburn person doing it, it's pretty, pretty freaking cool.
Tyler, with another $2 super chat, which we appreciate, needs to be transformative content for the stream. I think that's subjective.
What is that? I don't know what that means.
I don't know. I don't either. Is that one of YouTube's rules that if it's going to be copyrighted material, it's got to be transformative? I don't think that's because that's
the term in the course last night was educational. So like one of the examples was like if a lot somebody whose content is about like teaching voice lessons.
Yeah.
During one of her live streams, she was pulling up songs from like copyrighted material that she didn't have permission to use and like was pausing it often to discuss and like break down, you know, how they reach certain notes or whatever. That'd be fine.
That's the same.
Our argument was like, I feel like we were kind of doing it with that, but we weren't pausing it a ton. So that seems to be kind of the difference thing.
More pauses. Daniel, yes, $5 super chat. Love this. Zach just finished the Reed Ramsire interview. That's from Zach's Locked On Auburn show this morning. It was absolutely fantastic. Great job. Definitely sharing and recommending to everyone. Reed is the
so impressive
man.
Yeah. Brad, what did I tell you about that show before we click go live? Yeah. What did I say to you?
It was like, it was maybe the most impressive one-on-one interview with a student athlete that you've ever done.
Yeah. One of the, one of my favorite shows I've ever posted was this morning. And it's because of how impressive Reed was.
Yeah.
Normally when you interview, not necessarily players, sometimes college players, but I mean, especially high school kids. I mean, it's gotten to the point where like, I don't reach out to many of them anymore.
Yeah.
To come on, you know, we'll talk, but to come on, because like the interviews are usually just so like, you know, who do you, you know, yeah, I'm just trying to get better and faster. Or like, you know, why'd you pick Auburn? Like, yeah, just felt like home, like super short answers, which is fine. You know, they have like, that's whatever. And they're answering the question, but
yeah,
man, Reed Ramsire is Alex Golish. Like, it's insane. Like, no wonder he picked Auburn. Like, he's exactly what you look for in a kid. Especially Golish.
These guys talk just like Golish. Cole Best talks just like Golish. If you hear him talk, even right down to really small mechanisms of speech that they use, like you ask him a question and his answer started like, man, yeah. And then he went into it.
They do the same thing. Golish. Yeah, it's so funny. I hate that. That Ramsire and Cole Best will not be on the team at the same time.
But they will, because, I mean, they can't. Well, I'm sorry. No, they can't be, because they're the same person, Zach. They can't be on the team. They're the same person.
The same person.
They have some kind of Marvel time warp something going on. Cole Best and Reed Ramsire are the same person.
Right.
They're just time warped a few years so they can play for an extended period of time. That's outstanding.
That's so funny.
Yes. If you haven't yet watched or listened to Zach's Locked On Auburn interview with Reed Ramsire today, please do that.
Please.
It's worth your time. And what I love about Zach, too, is he just gets right into it. There's not a lot of fluff at the beginning. He's like, yeah, you don't want to hear from me. Here's the interview.
Boom. Yeah, he's great. Tyler, I got a number two crown next to my name. This is just because I want number one. I'm the Bama convert. I feel I need that crown. Yeah. We don't see the crowns on this end.
Right.
Did you get the number one now? I hope so. Thank you for supporting the stream, Tyler, especially with our business being in question in general after after the debacle that was last night. All right. Good. He got it. Good job, Tyler. Congratulations.
All right.
Tyler, serious question. Like, what was the moment that made you convert from being a Bammer to being an Auburn fan? Because it wasn't success on the field. So genuine question, like, what made you pivot?
Unless he's a new convert, like, unless he's not a new convert, he could have been converted back in 2007.
That's fair.
When That's Auburn fair. Was so, yeah, taking Kyle, Alabama.
Genuine question, if you wouldn't mind taking time to put that in the chat. I know we would enjoy it, and I think the chat would enjoy it, too.
Yeah, I'm very curious about that. Did you watch the first World Cup match last night, Zach? That's a joke. I know.
I said this about the the Argentina matchup that was a Jordan-Hare. I appreciate soccer.
Yeah.
I appreciate the magnitude of these events, and I think the World Cup is a super, super incredible thing.
Yeah.
That game could be played in my backyard, and I just wouldn't watch it. It's not that I dislike it. It's not that, like, I'm not going to be one of those people that, like, oh, I hate soccer. That's not it at all.
Yeah.
I just can't find myself to care about it. I wish I did, because the World Cup is such an incredible tournament. The way it's structured and the groups and all that. Like, I think it's awesome. But in short, no. Did we beat Paraguay?
I don't know. Did we play Paraguay? I thought it was two other teams that played last night. I think the U.S.
No, we play Paraguay today.
Yeah, it's today. Is it Paraguay or Paraguay? Or does it matter what side of the tracks you're from? Anyway.
Don't know.
It doesn't matter. I was in Europe.
Out of state, that's for sure.
Right. I was in Germany during the Euro Cup in 2012, and that place was a madhouse. It was kind of cool to be a part of, like, to be somewhere where that was that much fervor about a sporting event.
I will say it was a really fun few weeks. I guess it was one of the World Cups when I was in college, and we were all just at a bar. It was at Halftimes downtown, which I don't think is around anymore.
Nope.
And they would open at like 6 in the morning because there'd be like an 8 o'clock game, and we were all just like slamming drinks. Like, that was fun.
Yeah.
Like 6:30 in the morning.
Speaking of halftime at some of these, what do you think it costs to lease a place downtown in Auburn?
Bro, I don't know.
Okay.
What? What was that?
Just random things I think about.
What?
I'm just thinking about random things like that during my day from time to time, Zach.
Tyler answers our question. My wife and I moved up here. She works for the schools. I experienced people helping us move.
Okay.
I've been here before with friends. Saw Cam beat Clemson. Cool. Awesome. Sweet. Glad you're here.
Since I've lived here, he says, I've been to many home games. Just love the environment, the people, the atmosphere. Well, that's cool. It.
Love it, Tyler. Thank
Have an
you.
Experience. Have an experience and don't go into it with bias. And it's a pretty easy
pick. What
do you
think it takes to cost to lease a place downtown?
Yeah, what do you think? These businesses that are in downtown Auburn, what do you think they pay a month for the space?
I assume several grand a month.
I would think so. Like a whole bunch. Okay.
But you could tell me it's $5,000, or you could tell me it's $15,000, and I have no clue.
I would agree with that. Yeah.
I just don't know.
Yeah.
I just don't know. Oh, sorry. You pulled it up.
I did.
JD and Courtney, met them at the tailgate. Good folks. Remember, for 4 months. Thank y'all for supporting the show. How lucky. Awesome to have you on our side, War Eagle. Absolutely.
How about that? Just one member showing love and welcome.
What is your level of concern with Kingston Miles, the four-star, one of Auburn's four-star running back commits, visiting Mizzou this weekend? Because here's my thing. Why get a running back who can run for a lot of yards when you can get one that can run for miles?
Can we get, like, once he signs, is that one of the new shirts at aushirts.com?
It's a lot to put on a shirt.
Well, we could just put something like our RB runs 4 miles.
Yeah, miles like greater than yards. I don't know.
Yeah, we could do something like that. In the sense that they've shown before, they don't mind dropping a bag. I don't use that term very often, but they don't mind paying for top running backs, at least out of the portal. Otherwise, I don't know, not middle of the road concern. How about you?
Yeah, I mean, Missouri was favored in that recruitment for a long time. If it was somewhere else, I'd feel less concerned, but
yeah.
I want Kingston Miles in this class. Did I think it was odd when we got another like four-star running back? I did. But now that you got both of them, like, I would like to keep both of them. So
yeah, but with just one, once you got the first one and didn't expect a second one, wouldn't you have just been happy with a class that had one?
Yeah.
So that's why I'm like, you know, if they don't both come, okay. Oh, okay. I think that's a position where you can go get plenty of talent wherever, high school, transfer, what have you.
Smash Brownie with a great question, which I'm sure Brad has thought about. What are your thoughts on the current Opelika / Auburn housing market?
I know you can get the same square footage in Opelika for about $60,000 than in Auburn.
Oh, I bet it's right now. I bet it's more dramatic than that.
I looked at it this morning. That's about like that's about a median level. I mean, yeah. Depending on what kind of
house we live in Opelika because we wanted a larger house with a larger yard. And our house in Auburn would be, I bet it would be more than $60,000 more.
Probably. Yeah, your house for sure. The marble fountain in the middle of the foyer when you walk in.
You've been to my house. You know there's no marble fountain.
I know. And the robot butler ushered us right in. It was incredible.
The robot butler didn't come with a house, Brad. And that was Daryl. That wasn't a robot butler. He was just really dialed that evening.
I did think it was odd that a robot butler would wear a cornbread gangster shirt. That was a little odd to me. So fair point.
We don't dress the robot, believe it or not.
Fair point. Boy, we have never been so all over the place. Tyler also says they're in walking distance to the athletic facilities here. So that's great. So Jackson Coyven announced that he's going to forego his senior season and join the PGA Tour officially. Not a secret, not breaking news, but worth another mention, like just how dang good Jackson Coyven is and has been for Auburn for the last 3 years.
Yeah, can't fault him. You know, obviously would love to have him for one more, but like what else does he have to prove?
Right.
You know, winning the Fred Gaskin Award twice. Winning two national championships. Like, what else do you have to prove? Go be a pro. You've been a pro at the college level. Just go be a pro.
Right.
And that's, make us proud. We are pulling so hard for you.
So hard. That's the appropriate reaction. Like, it's good. Go win the Masters. Go win whatever you're doing next. That's good.
Yeah.
Daryl Robot Butler AI video coming soon.
Yes, Mash Brownie, there is a pool, though. So, y'all feel sorry for me. We went to the pool yesterday after work.
That's a good point.
It's not my pool, though. It's the neighborhood pool, which is better than having your own pool, by the way.
No question. Oh, 100%.
I don't think I would have said that 5 years ago, but now I'm like, yeah, this is awesome.
You're talking about I got to share it with people, but I have none of the cleaning responsibility for it.
A few days ago, I didn't go, but apparently there's like a lot of ants in the water. I'm like, I don't have to worry about that. And we went the next day and it was taken care of. Not by me.
So like 100% peace of mind, none of the effort into the upkeep of the community pool.
Is this him?
No. Okay. That's not him. I haven't seen anything from him today. Because you banned him last time.
There was a Matt that joined last night. It was Matt G something. Is his last name start with a G?
Nope, it doesn't.
Okay, probably not him though. But before the stream got taken down by YouTube, before we almost like destroyed our business with one bad idea, a Matt G subscribed. And I'm like, thank you for joining. I hope you're not who I think you are.
Oh man, doggone it, we did it again.
SJ Dorito. It's my favorite type of chip. Rather have two running backs versus two quarterback commits. Dude, so there was this Bama. This is a shot at Bama.
Yeah, it is.
For those who don't know, Bama has like a handful of guys committed, but they have two good quarterbacks committed. One's a five-star.
Yeah.
And there was this guy like talking smack about how Auburn, he was still doing the three-star U thing for Auburn. I made this Auburn graphic where the eighth-ranked class or whatever. And it's like, y'all still have more three stars and four stars. That's not a flex. And I'm like, brother, y'all definitely have more.
Yeah.
and like significantly less. And also that's just not true. Like on whatever metric you look at, like that is objectively incorrect.
By the way, please tell me more about how they're going to commit more to the running game. Please tell me more about how they're actually going to commit to the running game when their class has a three-star running back and two elite quarterbacks.
And no offensive linemen.
And no offensive linemen.
Unless they've added one the last few days. Like they don't have an offensive lineman committed.
Yeah, but please, please tell me again about how you're committing to the running game and how you're going to be able to run the ball better than last year.
So, nacho cheese is the answer here. Nacho cheese Doritos over Cool Ranch. Cool Ranch is a fun. Cool Ranch is a fun venture.
Uh huh.
Every now and then, Cool Ranch only exists because it's another option for them to put in the variety pack boxes you get for school lunches. That's the only reason Cool Ranch exists.
Oh, that's too. That no way. Cool Ranch is a better pool chip. Cool Ranch is a better pool or beach chip than nacho cheese.
Okay.
So depending on the setting, I think Cool Ranch is the play. Now, I tried a buffalo and blue cheese kind of deal from Doritos. Yeah. That was pretty dang good too.
Miller Rad says Miller's Mama wrong. G's cheese covered Doritos is over. Everything about Mama G stinks.
That you're wrong. You're just wrong. And
Stodgy
I think
sandwich.
Oh, I think you're saying it.
Microwave nachos that they upcharge you like crazy for literally. You watch them do it. Open the bag, dump it. Put cheese. You want jalapeno? No. Okay. You mic it for 30 seconds. Here you go. Everything about Mama G's is it's awful.
No way. No way. I think I got to tell you what, YouTube's going to take this show down for lies.
No.
For blatant lies.
The more old I am about Mama G's, I kind of like went into the water slowly. I'm not alone in this. I am not alone in this.
No.
There are so many sandwich places better than Mama G's. It's crazy.
Mama G's nachos are the community pool of food. You don't have to do the Doritos out of the bag and put the cheese and the peppers and do all that yourself. And you don't have a steamer, I don't think, in that fancy house. So they do it for you. They prepare the deliciousness for you. Just like the community pool. You don't have to get the ants out. You don't have to worry about cleaning it yourself. You don't have to do it yourself at Mama G's. Gosh, I wish they'd sponsor this show.
The pivot I would do would be unbelievable. Smash brownie in 6 years of... But let's be very clear. I have destroyed any chance of Mama G's ever sponsoring.
Oh, I don't think so. No, look, I think Nick's a smart guy. Somebody get this to Nick. Somebody get this clip to Nick of how we've been talking about Mama G's for about 5 minutes and look at the business that it'll do today just because it's on people's mind.
Well, Smash Brownie, 6 years of living in college in Auburn. I went to Mama G's twice, hated it both times. Now, look, I will say this.
Oh, terrible takes.
Floppy Toppy, hey, I want to order a soggy Doritos for $11. Like,
I love them. Love them.
But I will say, Mama G's, the original one, will always have a special place in my heart because I took Leah's dad there, asked for permission to marry Leah there. And so probably the most nervous I've ever been to have a conversation was at Mama G's.
Really?
So we'll take that for what it's worth.
Okay. Interesting. I don't know where to go. With that, was that your choice or was it, did he pick?
I picked it.
You picked it.
I don't remember why, but I picked it. Okay. I must've wanted a really crappy sandwich. I don't know.
Stop it. Stop.
How many sandwich places in Auburn are better than Mama G's? Would you rather have Subway or Mama G's?
Mama G's.
Subway, not even close.
No.
Would you rather have?
I don't like this game. I don't like this game.
Would you rather have Jersey Mike's or Mama G's?
I'd rather have Mama G's.
No, you wouldn't. That's not true. No, you wouldn't. No, you
would.
No, you would not.
Zach, because here's the deal.
Make a point.
Because here's the deal.
And that's disingenuous, and it makes me sad.
No, listen.
I can't believe that you have such high integrity. Why are you lying right now?
Because Subway and Jersey Mike's are the same sandwich.
They're not the same sandwich.
They're the same sandwich.
Let me ask you this. If I took all the wrappers off, I ordered the same thing, you know, ham, American cheese, whatever, simple sandwich.
Yep.
And I put them next to each other. You wouldn't be able to tell the difference? You wouldn't be like, that one's from Subway, that one's from Jersey Mike's? I would.
So
they're not the same sandwich. You are lying.
They would be.
You are a man of too high integrity to be a liar right now.
Listen. Stop trying to bully me in this conversation, all right? Listen. Okay, they're not literally the same, Zach, but everybody knew that I didn't mean they were literally the same sandwich.
You did. You were making a point that they were like unnoticeably different. That's what that meant.
But if you put the two of them together, Zach, the Subway and the Jersey Mike sandwiches are much closer than the Subway to the Mama G's or the Jersey Mike.
And why, Brad? What's the biggest difference?
Because Mama G's is so superior.
But it's soggy. The soaking steamed, wet, drenched sandwich on the end, delicious. That one will be from Mama G's.
Yeah, it's delicious.
It's not delicious.
Jacob J had to send a super chat just to get us to stop bickering. Did that feel like you guys enjoyed watching people argue?
I don't see it. You sent it to LockedOnAuburn@gmail.com, Jacob J?
I'm guessing so.
I'm not seeing it. Let me check.
How about Firehouse or Mama G's? Would you rather have Firehouse or Mama G's?
I got it, Jacob. Oh, my gosh. Hold on. Hold on. What was the question?
Is this robot AI butler Daryl?
No, I think it's a picture from our Christmas party last year. What was the question? What was the either-or question?
Firehouse or Mama G's.
So the only Firehouse we have it's kind of a pain to get to for me. It's the only one we have on College Street, right?
There's one on Opelika Road, but it's still super close to you. Yeah. It's near the Walmart on Opelika Road.
I would rather have Firehouse. I've only had Firehouse twice. So I'm not super. I don't super know. I don't super care.
You don't super. I'd rather have Firehouse than Subway or Jersey Mike's. That's amazing. Serving cornbread. That's
I'm taking pictures and send it to him. That's
what a happy day. What a happy Friday.
It was fine until you brought up Mama G's.
Floppy says Firehouse meatball sub is the best sandwich in existence.
That sounds good. And Jerry, by the way, thank you. Yeah. I don't know how you watch this, Jerry. You're like, this is when I'm going to sign up, but thank you. Thank you. Jerry must hate Mama G's as well. He's like, you know.
No, come on. Oh, that's awesome. Okay.
All right.
Yeah. In my defense, the messier a sandwich is, the better it usually is. You agree or disagree?
There's probably some correlation to that for sure.
All right. How do you feel about shredded lettuce on a sandwich?
Fine.
Yeah.
Don't feel super passionate one way or the other.
Okay. I like shredded lettuce. I'd rather have shredded lettuce than leaf lettuce.
Yeah. I think shredded lettuce is also really good if you want to make your sandwich sauce dependent.
Yeah.
I think it tends to hold the sauce a little bit better too.
Yeah. I would agree with that.
But you don't want to get lost in the sauce.
No, you don't. You don't want to be too saucy. Pub Sub or Firehouse?
Pub Sub. Pub Subs are great.
Not better than Firehouse, though.
I don't know enough about Firehouse to feel super confident, but Pub Subs are awesome. I've only had the chicken finger Pub Subs. I haven't had a deli Pub Sub, but I assume they're still good.
Wait, so Matt said he has commented twice on the show today.
What's his username?
I don't know. I'm going back through and I'm seeing Sandwich Talk. So Matt has been hiding in. I wonder if that is.
Does his last name start with a K?
No. Nor does his middle name start with a K.
You know his middle name?
Yeah.
You know my middle name? All right, that is over today's show.
I walked right into that.
Please become a member. Guess. You got one guess. What's my middle name?
Brian. Zach. All right.
Zachary. Be sure to subscribe. Please consider joining and becoming a member. We'll see you next time on Village Vice.